Hello and welcome to the April 2013 edition of Newcastle Roots Music Radio from Roots of the World, your monthly podcast to world roots and folk music in the northeast of England, or for that matter, wherever you are in the world. As always, we've got a northeast gig guide towards the end of the podcast and a featured northeast artist, or I should say artists in this case, Holy Moly and the Crackers from Heaton in Newcastle. They're a very eclectic band playing a blend of whiskey galore sea shanties, hillbilly lullabies, binfire blues, gypsy dances and spectral soul-searching ballads, all played with passion and honesty. We're going to start off with a track from their excellent debut album, First Avenue, and this is Willie Had a Fiddle.
Willie had a lass like a Celtic queen, who loved like a whore fast and lean. Willie had a fiddle and he played all night, but he couldn't get it right. So he picked up a gun, played the drum, two-step, four-step marching on. And he's off to fight and she's all alone, with a ring on her finger, sad at home. Willie had a fiddle and he played all night, and he played all night till the middle of the night. Willie had a fiddle but he could not get it right. Charge, quick step boys and double march, straight with the track to the top of the hill. Oh my Willie, I love you still. When the wind and the rain, hail blew high, snow went tumbling from the sky. They say that in a grave you lie, I'll be seeing you by and by. Willie had a fiddle and he played all night, and he played all night till the middle of the night. Willie had a fiddle but he could not get it right. She sat at home like a fat mad bird. Then one night a message came, his ship's been seen round the corner cape. The door burst wide, there he stood, fiddle in a hand and rain in his hood. Looking up he surveyed the room, with his fiddle he played this tune.
Holy Moly and the Crackers there with Willie Had a Fiddle. We're going to hear more from Holy Moly and the Crackers at the end of the podcast, and we'll mention them in the gig guide as well, which is also towards the end. Lots of music to get in. You can hear all of the music on this podcast. Indeed, you can hear the podcast on the following websites: SoundCloud, Podomatic, and you can subscribe in iTunes. And by the way, there'll be a link on the website of the podcast to my blog, where you can find a full playlist, including links to the artists with more information on all of them. We're going to segue quite a bit of music today because there is an awful lot to fit in. We're starting off with one of the offerings from the Jumping and Hot Club this month of April, those purveyors of roots music in the northeast, Callahan Morrison and Eli West, old time Seattle folk duo. Song from them, On God's Rocky Shore. We're going to follow on with an act appearing at the gala in Durham this month, Feast of Fiddles, with a song, a track rather, called The Blind Fiddlers. And finally, folk trio extraordinaire, Lau, they're on at the Sage this month. We're going to play a track called Winter Moon, and that's from their album Arc Light.
Thank you. rocky shore. Hornpipes blowing, gone out through the window, gone outside my door. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, I went to the doctor.
Smiles in a blacksmith shop in the year of 46, working on a revolver and it was out of fix. I'm so sad and lonely and I'm condemned to roam, 'cause I am a blind fiddler and I'm a great long way from home. He operated on one of my eyes, but nothing could he gain. I am so sad and lonely, and I'm condemned to roam, 'cause I'm a blind fiddler, and I'm a great long way from home. A wife and three little kids, and they depend on me, sharing all my sorrows wherever they may be. And I hope that they'll be careful through this life they roam, 'cause I am a blind fiddler and I cannot help them. ¶¶ blacksmith shop in the year of 46. Working on a revolver and it was out of phase. Oh, I am so sad and lonely and I'm condemned to roam. 'Cause I am blind fiddler and I'm a great long way from home.
Winter Light there from folk trio Lau. Don't forget, by the way, if you'd like me to notify you by email of the podcast, then you can do this by sending me your email, which will be treated in the strictest confidentiality, at rootsoftheworld@btinternet.com. Don't forget, by the way, to support the artists in this podcast, either by buying a CD, a download, or indeed attending a gig. Times are hard, money is tight, but if you can spare something to support the music, that would be excellent. Now, Johanna Johulla, Finnish accordionist, and her band are appearing as part of the Making Tracks Adventures in World Music series at the Sage Gateshead this month. Charismatic, playful accordionista Johanna, she conjures up a magical world that blends Buenos Aires tango halls with forest dark Finnish landscapes. She's on at the Sage this month, right up in the north of the county, the county of Northumberland, that is, the wonderful young Celtic trio, outside track. They're going to be appearing at the Maltings in Berwick early in the month, and we're going to hear a track from them, followed on by John Kirkpatrick, another squeeze box maestro. He's going to be playing his Four Siberian Stomp, and that renowned squeeze box meister, Morris enthusiast and Shropshire resident, he's going to be at the Davy Lamp Folk Club this month. More details later. So we have Johanna Johella, the outside track, and John Kirkpatrick.
Thank you.
By the way, the tracks there were Compin Henke from Johanna Johöle, Petty Sarni from The Outside Track, who I reduced to a trio. They are, in fact, five, so I do apologise for that. And as said earlier, the Four Siberian Stomp from John Kirkpatrick. Now, Matt Stalker and the Fables is currently, they're a Newcastle-based chamber folk group led by Matt Stalker. They're currently in the process of working towards a second album. Their first album was The Man Who Said This Died of Alchemy, and we're going to hear the title track in a moment. We'll be hearing details of a fundraising gig for that album in the gig guide towards the end of the podcast. Then we're going to be hearing from Sushila Raman, British Asian music artist. She'll be appearing at the Sage. We're going to hear a track from her Salt and Rain album, Bolo Bolo. That gig from the Sage, by the way, is going to be presented in conjunction with local cultural organisation Gem Arts. So Matt Stalker and the Fables, followed by Sushila Raman.
Kunjutawom
Stalker first of all there, who, by the way, he and his band, Matt Stalker and the Fables, currently working towards their second album, which will be entitled Knots, followed by Sushila Raman. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, by the way. I'm at Roots of the World. That's at Roots of the World, capital R, capital U, W, for lots of world folk and roots music listening, gig information, and just interesting stuff about the music in general. And also you can like me on Facebook, and I'm at facebook.com/rootsoftheworld. And again, it's capital R, capital W. Right. You might have noticed on these podcasts that we do play music that's featuring in the Northeast. We also play music that won't be featuring in the Northeast over the next month, just to give you as broad a range as possible. Maybe at some point the music we play will feature in Northeast gig guides. I'm going to play two tracks now from recent World Music Network rough guides. They're wonderful, by the way, these CDs that come out featuring different aspects of world music for building up a knowledge of the music and a library. We're going to hear first of all from a new CD, the Rough Guide to the Arabic Revolution. It'll be El Tambura with Hila Hila. And then following on from that, from the Rough Guide to Acoustic Africa, the artist is Nuru Kane and the track is Africa.
ويمين بالله لازم أصيدها
Saimara. Oi, oi, ei. Africa.
Allez, allez, allez in Africa.
All it is me, tout en camon me, Akhenaton de mon about Africa.
Allez, allez, allez in Africa.
Mama yes I. Big it. Wow, wow. Hey, son. You can be Hawaii. Masai is the eye, dem bakok ba Masai Mara.
Ale, ale, ale in Africa. Ale, ale, ale in Africa.
America. Ben Ladei. C'est tout dit. Dem patek fi onta passa passere mam bi dem na bay fi jour de africain am bi man da gam ki soora sak jour dem na leg 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 na xaxanta jow waxna pour ma dem na bay fi parce yalla bay fi ñu ko dem foru faal soru faal Africa.
Nuru Kane from the Rough Guide to Acoustic Africa out on World Music Network. Now there's an awful lot going on these days in the Latin scene in London, and I've been following closely a podcast by Cal Jada called Movimentos. He's from Movimentos Records, and there's an excellent band called Los Chinches with their new album, their debut album out. They're a chicha band, by the way, and their debut album is called Fongo. We're going to be hearing the track Chicha Love. And then another London-based Latin band, Family Atlantica, they've also got a debut album out. The album's called Family Atlantica, and we're going to hear Escape to the Palenque. That, by the way, is out on the very dance-orientated Soundway label, and I commend it to you. And then after that, we're going to be featuring a Scouser, not Latin at all, but nevertheless very good, a Scouser, Anna Corcoran, who recently has moved to the Morpeth area. She's a singer-songwriter. She's got a beautiful voice. She's got an EP out, which I reviewed on my Facebook page, and it's also on my blog. The EP is called Anything Better, and we're going to hear a beautiful track from Anna Corcoran's EP called The Show. You can find a link to Anna Corcoran, by the way, her website, from my playlist. So Los Chinches, followed by Family Atlantica, and then a real change of scene with Anna Corcoran.
your love.
Anna Corcoran there with a self-penned song, The Show. We're going to be hearing from Spires and Bowden next, the members of Bellowhead and folk duo all of their own. They're touring currently with their Backyard Songs Tour. They're going to be coming to the Ark in Stockton. Now, they're called the Backyard Songs Tour because they want to give their treatment to songs of the locality they're visiting, in this case Stockton. So Stockton dwellers, get yourself onto the ARC website and also onto the Spires and Bowden website, where you'll find somewhere to submit your suggestions to John Spires and John Bowden. And a jolly good night that sounds. We'll be having the Rochdale Coconut Dance, by the way, from Spires and Bowden during our gig guide, which starts now. Lots to get through, so pens at the ready. Remember, you can also check on my blog, rootsoftheworld.blogspot.co.uk, for details of any gigs with links to click through to the venues concerned. And there's also regular updates regarding gigs on my Twitter account at rootsoftheworld and Facebook, facebook.com/rootsoftheworld. Featured Northeast artists this month, Holy Moly and the Crackers. They're on twice on Friday, the April the 5th, alongside Beautiful Word and Skylark Song at the Head of Steam pub in Newcastle, and also that night at the Boiler Shop Steamer alongside the Bagdaddies. Gala Durham this month, Fran Smith, Yorkshire Songstress on Thursday the 4th, Feast of Fiddles, April the 9th, Vin Garbutt, the Teesside Troubadour on the 24th, and Paul Brady on the 28th. At Bishop Auckland Town Hall, there'll be Tom McConville and his band on April the 17th. The Old Laundrette in Durham, Mr. Wishy Washy presents a great programme. Do check out my blog and his website for that, including Gilmore and Roberts on April the 24th. At the Ark in Stockton, Spires and Bowden bring their Backyard Songs Tour on the 22nd of April, and there's Blues from Ian Siegel on April the 30th. Spring is in the air at the Cumberland Arms in Biker with their Spring Festival from the 12th to the 14th of April. There's Morris dancing from the Newcastle Kingsmen on the Saturday. On the Friday night, that gig I mentioned earlier, Matt Stalker and Fables. And on Sunday, the festival's closing with a concert by Nev Clay, Ditta Ellie, Richard Dawson and Bridie Jackson and the Arbour. Also at the Cumberland Arms in April, 5th of April, T-Pad presents Al Scorch's Country Soul Ensemble, Blackbird's Tea Party appear on the 9th of April, and Faustus Folk on the 11th of April with the launch of their Broken Down Gentleman tour. Champions of Americana and Roots Music, Jumping and Hot Club present Callahan Morrison and Eli West on the 21st of April at Clooney 2 in Biker. Also at that venue, 18th of April, Martin Stevenson, and the 4th of April, the Birds of Chicago. Catch Kinky Friedman, presented by the Jumping and Hot Club at the Cademan Hall in Gateshead, on the 19th of April. Lots on at the Sage Gateshead. They're having their jazz festival at the beginning of the month. Gem Arts present two gigs in association with the Sage on the 13th of April, Sushila Rahman and the Master Musicians of Rajasthan. And on the 19th of April, Arieb Hazar from Pakistan teams up with Martin Simpson, iconic English folk guitarist. The 21st of April sees Johanna Yohola with her band at the Sage. Lau on the 18th of April, Mike Harding, that stalwart of folk, on the 14th of April, and Jazz Meets Folk with Quercus featuring June Tabor on the 27th of April. In Northumberland, at the Hearth in Horsley, on the 26th of April, Jez Lowe's appearing. Rothbury Roots at the Queen's Head in Rothbury, on the 25th of April, Gilmore and Roberts. Meanwhile, at the Bellingham All Acoustic Club on the 19th of April, you'll hear Four Square. And on the 18th of April, at the Bee Lounge in Alnwick, that's a new venue for the Hear No Evil Singer-Songwriter Club, you can catch Rosie and the Hips, who present their bluesy, soul-y, electric, rocky, country, jazz-y, Latin-y, Americani mix, I am told. The Maltings up in Berwick-upon-Tweed on the 5th of April present The Outside Track, who we heard from earlier, and on the 21st of April it's Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham. The 5th of April at Alnwick Playhouse presents the Pittman Poets, and one of those Pittman Poets, Bob Fox, appears in his own right at Cramlington Folk Club on the 16th of April. At the Customs House in Shouse Shields, most Sunday nights, the Folk Club. Meanwhile, on the 6th of April, there's a Patsy Cline 50th anniversary show with George Hamilton IV. That's on the 6th of April. Hot Fingers on April the 19th, and King Pleasure at the Customs House on the 26th of April. Hoochie Coochie Bar in Newcastle present King Porter Stomp on April the 25th. Meanwhile, at Arts Centre Washington, most Saturdays, the Davy Lamp Folk Club, including John Kirkpatrick on April the 6th, Chris and Steve Wilson on the 13th of April, and Steve Tilson and his new trio on the 20th of April. Finally, by way of a community notice board, Oxfam in Jesmond are opening a whole room dedicated to music, both sheet and recorded, which you can buy for a good cause, support that cause. You can also get your music posters put up there if you're promoting a gig. That's open from April the 6th. Also mentions for music tuition at the Sage Gateshead, at Phoenix Folk in Biker, and at Core Music in Hexham. There are links to all those resources from my blog. After Spires and Bowden have finished Rochdale Coconut Dancing, we'll be hearing from Gilmore and Roberts, that's Jamie Roberts and Catriona Gilmore, with Running With Scissors. Jamie Roberts and Catriona Gilmore there, the album Shadows and Half Light, the track Running With Scissors. That's the end of Newcastle Roots Music Radio for April 2013. We'll finish with our featured Northeast Artists of the Month, Holy Moly and the Crackers, with a track called Down On Time from their album First Avenue. I'm back on the 1st of May with May 2013, Newcastle Roots Music Radio. Continue please to follow on Twitter, Facebook and on the blog. And please do support the gigs, venues, promoters, artists and record labels. It's tremendous if you can buy a CD or attend a concert, even when times are tight. Anyway, thanks very much for listening and bye for now.
Chains even on the leg. Captain shouts aloud, he could wake the dead. Wish I was back in Rosie's bed, but this is what they call.